Hello, everyone. Hi, everyone. It's CQ, and welcome to CQ&A. It's a pun for like question and answer. So, I'll be answering some of your questions. So let's start. All right, the first one comes from Miss Mochi, and Miss Mochi says, "Hey, CQ, I love your audios. What's your favorite Pokemon?" So, thank you for liking my audios, Miss Mochi. I'm really happy that you love my audios. So, I absolutely love cute and strong Pokemon, and I think Gardevoir is both cute and strong as heck. And going through games spamming the move Psychic and the Moonblast is pretty satisfying. second place goes to Lilligant, and third place goes to Swampert. Next question goes to Mirrors. But by the way, I'm doing this a little bit candid, so I apologize for the little uhs and ah, because some of these questions gotta make me think. Anyway, so Mira asks, Hi, Seiki, who's your favorite personal character to voice? And thank you, Mirrors, for the question, and I'd probably say Akira, since his voice and mannerisms are basically my own. I mean, it kinda comes with Persona 5 having one of those, like, blank canvases as a main character. I mean, he's not completely blank canvas, but, you know, he's super cool. And, yeah. I really like Akira. Alright, next question. Blu-ray asks, Hello, Seikyu. My question is, have there been any audios you've made that are improvised, or is it all fully scripted? Love your work. So, thank you for loving my work, Blu-ray. And I'd say that all audios are improvised in some sort of way. Like, I always like adding some sort of improv. Especially during the NSFW parts, you can tell that in the script it just says sex or NSFW part. And I'm kind of like, alright, Sake, you gotta figure this out. But there are some audios that are fully without scripts, though, and are completely improvisational. I used to do those more often, but they were kind of hard to edit because it made it harder for me to, like, add sound effects. I think any audio in Patreon that doesn't have a script attached to it is improvised. I think, like, one of them, for example, is, like, this Akira one where he plays Smash Bros. It was like a one from a while ago. I think there's a Bakugo one that's also improv. Alright, next one. Kate M. says, Hi, good afternoon. If you had to sacrifice yourself to keep one food in existence for everyone else to enjoy, what type of food would you sacrifice yourself for? Hi, Kate. I think this question is just a super duper long way to ask me what my absolute favorite food is. I thought of either chicken tenders, cause yum, or broccoli, cause healthy. But maybe if I had to save an entire, like, food family, maybe sandwiches, cause, you know, sandwiches are super duper, like, you can put anything between bread and call it a sandwich. Alright, next question goes to Daisukino. Hi, Seikyu. Are you a cat or a dog person? Or hamster, snake, or fish, or lizard? Hi, Daisukino. I love animals. Very much love animals, but most of all dogs. But I guess being a dog owner does that, you know. So I'm a bit biased. Alright, so Lorelai and Viresu asks, like, what's your preferred way to be commissioned? And when will you open CD drama commissions again? So, a lot of people actually ask about commissions, and I don't think I'll be doing any more commissions anytime soon, because it takes, like, weeks and weeks and weeks to produce, like, a full NSFW audio for Patreon, and there really isn't usually any time left to work on another long NSFW audio with SFX and stuff. So, as much as I'd like to open commissions, it's just, like time limit wise, it really isn't possible. I mean, to put two audios a month on Patreon, plus like other commissions and stuff, It's a bit hard. Oh, it's a bit very hard, actually. But yeah, maybe one day when I have everything, like, super-duper streamlined. I don't know how I can streamline things even faster, but maybe one day when I can, then maybe I will. But for now, it's looking like, nah. Murasaki Okami says, will you do another Venti Audio soon? And that's interesting. Murasaki, first off, hi. And actually, if the stars align, yes, because I do have a Venti script commissioned in the works, I think. Yeah. Next question goes to MP3 Mango, who asks, hello, I enjoy your audios and wanted to know what tools you use to make it amazing. So, hi, MP3 Mango. For editing, I use Adobe Audition as my editing program. My microphone's a Neumann TLM-103. I have a Go XLR plugged in, and I've got like tons and tons and tons of sound effects I've bought over the years. And having like a little box that has like foam really helps. But I think the most important thing to create any like ASMR or drama city or whatever is definitely imagination. Imagining what each moment of each audio sounds like is the thing that most gives audio life. For sure, 100%. Next question goes to Rue, who asks, what are your favorite or top three gaming genre? So, hi Rue. RPGs, like Persona and Final Fantasy. You know, I love Persona 5, Final Fantasy 14. Genres, visual novels I think count. Like Diabolic Lovers. I was really, really, really into romance, visual novels and stuff. I also guess rhythm games like Muse Dash, Demo. I was really into those. Let's see. Mario games are really fun. Anything that Nintendo puts Mario on is usually a lot of fun. All right, next question goes to Cadnaphone, who asks, what made you want to do NSFW and ASMR audios in the first place? What gave you this idea? I hope my questions are clear. English is not my mother tongue. And don't worry, Cadnaphone, I understand your words perfectly. The idea to do NSFW audios came from my discovery of Diabolic Lovers drama CDs. Which kind of led me into the rabbit hole of finding Japanese voice actors, having like an entire industry of drama CDs. Like there are lots and lots and lots of series out there that produce drama CDs when they can't get the, like everything done to make an anime episode. It's kind of like a bonus thing for the fans. Like Hyper Dimension of Tunia has, Diabolic Lovers has, Vampire Knight has, I think even Konosuba has drama CDs, and they might not all be like romantic or NSFW oriented, but I think that a lot of these drama CDs, like produced in like professional studios, all have the goal of like producing an anime without the visuals, and I think that really inspired me to doing that, like. I'm not an artist. Never really thought that I could ever sink a lot of time into like making anime come to life with animation and drawing and stuff. Like it's a skill that is definitely something that I respect, but you know, I never really had the time to devote myself into, or you know, I don't think that it's something that I could really like do, but voice acting and doing like drama CDs and stuff, I thought is something that I could do. Something that I could do, and it's something that I was really interested in. Like when I was playing visual novels, I always loved the visual novels that had voices in them, because it was just like whoa. And visual novels that didn't have voices in them, I was like aw. So, bringing stories to life, I think, was, like, the number one inspiration for it, and I think, is the best avenue to do them. For NSFW, drama series in particular, yeah, Diabolik Lovers, that's crazy. yeah, like the intense scenes that happened in drama series more so than in the games and in the anime, I thought, yo, that's crazy. Like, drama series are just, like, felt more infinite than anime. And, I don't know. But yeah, it just felt more infinite. And that's kind of what I wanted to do. I wanted to produce a lot of them. Next question. Crimson asks, do you prefer going out, being a busybody or homebody? So first off, hi Crimson. And secondly, easily being busy at home. Revy Rock asks, who's the character you always wanted to voice that hasn't shown up in the voting? Hi Revy Rock. For me, I'm a bit surprised at the lack of Owari no Seraph and Danganronpa votes. Let's see, who else would I'm a little bit surprised at the lack of Fate characters being put on. Not like I'm disappointed, but I'm surprised that they weren't more popular. I think that there are some series that I never really got into, but I feel like if patrons voted for them, then I would have tried getting myself into. Maybe like Haikyuu, or what's that other one? Tokyo Revengers. Tokyo Revengers. That's another one. Crimson asks. Hi again, Crimson. Crimson asks, what do you listen to? I like to listen to documentaries about video games and mystery thingies and things that are kind of, like, mysterious. So think of YouTubers like Summoning Salt, Wendigoon, John Boys, what else? Average Trey. Dang. Oh, Markiplier. I like to listen to a lot of Markiplier stuff. Even if I don't watch, sometimes I'll just have, like, his videos, like, in my ear as I'm recording. It's pretty cool. Next one, MP3 Mongo asks, what are your favorite books and genre? Hi again, MP3 Mongo. Favorite books are romance visual novels, for sure. Trying to think, what's, like, my favorite visual novel of all time? Well, one of the earliest ones I've ever read was Clannad. I ended up not liking Clannad as my favorite of all time, but Clannad was probably one of the ones that got me into reading visual novels a lot in the first place. Deer Drops is really good. Deer Drops is, like, super good. I think the music-y visual novels were really special to me. What else was really good? Nekopara. Yeah, Nekopara. 100% Nekopara. Whatever genre Nekopara is, Nekopara. Just kidding. Kirsten B, or am I? Kirsten B asks, my question is, how long does it take for you to normally produce an audio with your average time length? Thank you. I also love your content. Your characterization is great. So hi, Kirsten. Thank you for your question. So assuming that the average is like 35-ish minutes, there are five main parts to making an audio. It goes from scripting, recording, sound effects, hunting, and organizing, editing, and then posting. Thankfully, I've been blessed with, like, help in regards to scripting and the art for posting. And it really shaves off a week for each audio. Like, scripting takes a long time. Especially when I never really was into that series. Like, let's see. What can I say? Like, for Genshin, I was able to write some Genshin. For Persona 5, I'm able to write for Persona. I'm able to work on some of the My Hero stuff, but I never really got too into some of the characters, so that I didn't really understand too much of their inner works, which is, I think, what a lot of makes like audio special. Like when you have like the little quirks in characters, right? That makes you feel like that is that character. Like with like the way they speak, with the words that they use, I think is like really something that only someone who's really knowledgeable of the character can do. And I wasn't really able to do that with a lot of characters. Though I am proud of the ones I was able to write. Even still though, like being able to ask like some writers for their scripts and stuff, I think is something that really helps, at least helps like shave off 7 days. But if I didn't have to, then I mean, but then if I didn't, it would take like 7 days extra. So scripting is 7. Sound effect hunting and script editing. Like even when I commission a script, sometimes there are things that I want to add myself. Especially when it comes to notes on how to turn the script into an audio. Sometimes I have to like write myself some notes, or reorganize the story of the script, or put parts in. Like especially if I want to add like more fluff or something, then I do like editing and sound effect hunting, which takes like 1 to 2 days. Recording takes about an hour and a half. But the worst part is editing, which takes like days or even weeks. I think that in its current form, a 35-minute audio or 40-minute audio takes about 10 days. But if I didn't have help with scripts, maybe 17, something like that. All right, I think that's all the questions that I was able to get. So thank you again, my lovely patrons and stuff, for supporting me and giving me questions to ask. I am Seikyu, and I hope to always make you proud. Bye-bye, and see you in the next one. Bye-bye.